How to design a KRW 100 million monthly revenue system, from demand validation to service standardization. This explains how to break down a KRW 100 million monthly revenue goal by price, customer count, conversion rate, and delivery capacity. Validate paid demand and turn a service into a repeatable system. It also stresses the need to calculate profit, cash flow, customer concentration, and operational limits alongside revenue. Break down the revenue goal by price, number of paying customers, conversion rate, and retention rate to calculate the required sales volume. Choose a specific customer problem that reduces time, cost, and risk, and create an outcome-based offer. Before developing a finished product, validate actual willingness to pay through interviews, proposals, and paid pilots, in that order. Standardize service delivery procedures and scope so they can be delegated and scaled while maintaining quality. Continuously measure customer acquisition cost, contribution margin, delivery capacity, customer concentration, and cash flow. Monthly revenue of KRW 100 million is not a figure achieved through a single idea, but the combined result of pricing, customer volume, conversion rate, retention rate, and delivery capacity. Therefore, when setting a goal, you should design which tasks to standardize, automate, and delegate, and which responsibilities people should continue to handle, rather than focusing on how to make money without working. The system discussed in this article does not mean completely labor-free. Income. It means reducing the founder's direct workload while turning customer acquisition, quality control, cash flow, staffing, technology, and regulatory compliance into a repeatable operating structure. Step 1. Break down the monthly revenue goal into a business equation. The most basic revenue formula is as follows. Monthly revenue equals average payment amount times number of paying customers that month. There are many combinations that can generate KRW 100 million per month. Average payment amount, required number of paying customers, main advantage, main risk, KRW 100 million 1, few transactions, concentration risk. Losing one customer effectively eliminates revenue KRW 10 million 10, can provide in-depth service to a small number of customers, long sales cycles, and high expectations. KRW 1 million 100 relatively balanced transaction size and customer volume delivery workload surges without standardization. KRW 100,000 1,000 access to a broader market requires automation of marketing, payments, and customer support. KRW 10,000 10,000 low barrier to purchase. Large-scale traffic and low support costs are essential. Selling a KRW 1 million service to 100 people is merely an easy-to-understand example, not the ideal combination for every business. The appropriate price and customer volume depend on market size, customer acquisition cost, delivery time, churn rate, and repurchase rate. You must also calculate the number of prospects required if you need 100 new customers, and the purchase conversion rate, after consultation, is 20%. Simple arithmetic shows that you need 500 qualified consultations. If the consultation booking rate is 10% of prospect contacts, you may need 5,000 qualified contacts. Required purchases equals target revenue divided by average payment amount. Required consultations equals required purchases divided by consultation conversion rate. Required contacts equals required consultations divided by consultation booking rate. Conversion rates vary greatly by industry and channel. So do not simply use internet averages, accumulate your own actual data. Step 2, choose a problem customers will pay to solve. Customers pay not for features themselves, but to move from their current state to a better one. Problems worth paying to solve are generally connected to one or more of the following forms of value. Time savings. Reduce time spent on repetitive tasks, waiting, searching, data entry, or coordination. Financial improvement. Increase revenue opportunities or reduce errors, waste, and losses. Risk reduction. Lower the likelihood of regulatory violations, operational disruptions, security incidents, or poor decisions. Convenience and certainty. Handle complex processes on the customer's behalf and simplify the steps required to achieve a result. Identity and status. Enable customers to express expertise, belonging, exclusivity, or a desired image. When evaluating an idea, consider the following four questions together. Can I remain interested in it over time? Do I have the ability to solve it better or faster than the customer? Is there a group of customers who repeatedly experience the same problem? Are those customers already spending money or personnel on similar solutions? The final question is especially important. Praise, views, and survey responses are signs of interest, but they do not directly prove willingness to pay. B2B is not always easier. Business customers can evaluate time savings or cost reductions in terms of financial impact, which may make it easier to propose high-priced services. On the other hand, purchase approvals, budget cycles, security reviews, and contract negotiations can lengthen the sales process. Individual customers may make decisions quickly, but they can be more price sensitive and may require you to acquire a larger number of customers. Therefore, B2B and B2C should not be compared in terms of which is easier, but according to the following criteria. Criterion: what to check in B2B, what to check in B2C buyer. Are the user, approver, and budget owner the same person? Are the buyer and user the same person? Value: can cost savings, revenue, and risk reduction be measured? Do convenience, satisfaction, and time savings justify the price? Sales cycle: how long are the contract, security, and procurement processes? What concerns prevent an immediate purchase? Retention factors: how deeply is it integrated into the workflow? Is there a reason for repeated use or repurchase? Step 3. Make an offer based on measurable outcomes, not features. A weak offer merely describes the technology or a list of tasks. Weak wording: we install an AI phone automation system. Improved wording: we build an intake process that categorizes inquiries missed during fieldwork and ensures follow-up with customers who can book appointments. An outcome-focused offer requires the following elements. Audience: who is the service for? Problem: what loss or inconvenience does it reduce? Outcome: what will change and how? Scope: which tasks are included and excluded? Timeline: when will diagnosis, implementation, and operation take place? Measurement: which metrics, such as booking rate, processing time, or error rate, will be used to verify the outcome? Responsibility: what materials and cooperation must the customer provide? Selling outcomes does not mean exaggerating or guaranteeing performance. You must not make definitive promises about revenue or profit that you cannot control. Numerical claims in advertisements and proposals must be supported by evidence, and you must check the applicable consumer protection, advertising, and contract regulations in the relevant country. Step 4. Validate paid demand before building the finished product. If you build an entire app, course, or automation system before looking for customers, you may invest time and money in features for which there is no demand. Validate the idea by progressively increasing the strength of the evidence as follows. Problem interviews: ask about situations customers have recently experienced, their current solutions, costs, and frequency. Offer testing: present a specific offer that states the audience, scope, timeline, and price. Intent signals: see whether the customer takes action, such as scheduling a follow-up meeting, requesting internal approval, or providing materials. Paid pilot: charge an actual fee to deliver the service within a limited scope and time frame. Repeat purchase validation: confirm whether customers beyond the first one buy under similar terms. Payment is a strong demand signal, but it is not the only evidence. If refunds, low usage, or high churn continue, payment alone does not mean that the value has been validated. Principles to follow when pre-selling: if you accept money before a product or service is complete, you must clearly disclose the following. Deliverables and exclusions: start date and estimated completion, state the nature of the advance payment or deposit cancellation, and refund terms: how delays or an inability to deliver will be handled, how customer data and confidential information will be handled using deposits or a waitlist alone. Does not fully prove demand. A paid pilot with clear refund terms is a stronger signal than a free waitlist, but you must first check the relevant laws and payment provider rules. Step 5. Acquire your first customers through inbound and outbound channels. Inbound. Create problem-solving content rather than offering general commentary on broad topics. Content should address problems that prospects actually search for or ask about. Checklists for diagnosing the problem, examples, calculating the costs and errors of existing methods, anonymized before and after improvement processes data, and personnel to prepare before implementation. Unsuitable customers and conditions for failure. Good content does not replace all execution. Customers may pay for diagnosis, implementation, integration, and accountable execution tailored to their environment rather than for publicly available information. Outbound, aim for the next conversation, not payment. The initial goal of direct sales is not an immediate sale, but to confirm the existence of the problem and identify the person responsible, then schedule a brief diagnostic conversation. Ask people in your existing network for introductions to those experiencing the problem. Narrow the industry and company size to create a list of suitable businesses. Briefly explain the problem you observed and your hypothesis for improvement. Offer a 15-minute diagnosis or demonstration. Categorize reasons for rejection as price, timing, trust, necessity, or authority issues. Indiscriminate mass outreach can damage your brand and delivery rates and may violate spam and privacy regulations. Use messages relevant to the recipient and comply with local marketing contact rules and opt-out requirements. Step 6. Standardize the service like a product. Direct services are useful for selling quickly and learning about customer problems. But if every task is redesigned for each customer, revenue and labor hours increase together. The way to reduce this is through a productized service, a service with consistent scope, procedures, pricing, and deliverables. For example, you can standardize the delivery sequence as follows: preliminary survey and material collection, current state diagnosis, and baseline metric measurement implementation using standard templates, quality review, and user training operational support. For a set period performance reporting and renewal decision, the following items should be standardized. Item standardization question, customer qualification, what conditions must customers meet to be accepted? Input materials, what must be received before work begins? Workflow, who performs what and when? Deliverables, will you provide files, systems, training, reports, or a combination? Exception handling, to what extent are additional requests and revisions allowed? Quality standards, is there a checklist for determining completion? Handoff, can employees or external personnel deliver the same quality? Once enough recurring tasks have been identified through standardization, they can be converted into templates, training products, automation tools, or software. Instead of building software first, you define the product scope based on actual usage data observed during service delivery. Step 7. Create 3 pricing tiers without distorting customer choice. If you present only one price, customers decide only whether to buy. Presenting 3 options with different scopes allows customers to compare the level of support they need. Basic, a customer-led approach using guides, templates, or diagnosis core. The primary service, including standard implementation and necessary support, expanded. An approach that includes complex integrations, an accelerated schedule, or additional operational support. The 3 tiers should not be essentially the same product with different names. Clearly distinguish the audience, deliverables, support scope, timeline, and limitations of each tier. Rather than deliberately creating a low-value option to push customers toward the middle offer, reflecting the actual needs of different customer groups is better for long-term trust. Pricing should not be based solely on internal labor hours. Consider the value the customer receives, the cost of alternatives, delivery costs, risk, and market prices together. However, you must not guarantee unvalidated returns simply because the expected impact is large. Step 8. Calculate unit economics and delivery capacity. Not just revenue, this is a key issue that is often overlooked when pursuing a large revenue goal. Even with revenue of KRW 100 million, little profit or cash may remain if outsourcing costs, advertising expenses, refunds, payment fees, and labor costs are high. Metrics to measure at a minimum revenue. Amount billed to customers' variable costs. Costs that increase when serving one additional customer contribution margin. Revenue minus variable costs contribution margin ratio. Contribution margin divided by revenue customer acquisition cost. Sales and marketing. Expenses during a specific period divided by number of new customers, refund rate. Refund amount divided by payment amount retention rate or churn rate. The percentage of recurring revenue customers who remain or leave customer concentration. The share of total revenue accounted for by a few top customers, cash. Collection period. The time between paying expenses upfront and actually receiving customer payments, an appropriate ratio of customer lifetime value to customer acquisition cost, cannot be applied uniformly across all industries. Early stage businesses with short retention periods or limited data can easily overestimate lifetime value. Delivery capacity, formula monthly customer delivery capacity, equals available monthly work hours divided by average delivery time per customer. If each customer requires 5 hours per month, and the team has 300 hours of actual delivery capacity. The maximum capacity is 60 customers by simple calculation. To serve 100 customers, you must reduce the time per customer, increase staffing, or change the scope. Using nominal working hours without excluding meetings, rework, training, sales, and vacation time will overestimate capacity. Step 9. Redesign operational responsibilities instead of eliminating labor automation often changes the form of work rather than eliminating it. When manual data entry decreases, exception handling, system monitoring, data quality, security, and customer training may emerge as new tasks. Dividing work into the following four categories makes it easier to prioritize systemization. Eliminate, remove repetitive approvals or reports that provide little customer value. Standardize, reduce variation with checklists and templates. Automate, assign tasks with clear rules and few exceptions to tools. Delegate, document decision criteria, then hand the work over to employees or specialized partners. The founder must remain responsible for key decisions such as pricing, quality standards, customer selection, and risk management. If you increase automation without creating a review system, errors may spread faster and more widely. Step 10, review one business dashboard every week rather than producing complex reports. It is important to consistently record a small number of metrics tied to decision-making. Area key question, example metrics demand, are qualified customers showing genuine interest? Number of contacts, consultation booking rate sales, are offers converting into payments? Number of offers, purchase conversion rate, average payment amount delivery are promised quality and timelines being met. Delivery time per customer, rework rate, completion delay rate value, are customers getting results and staying. Usage rate, retention rate, referrals, reasons for churn economics, does more cash remain as the number of customers grows. Contribution margin ratio, customer acquisition cost, refund rate risk, is the business dependent on a particular customer or channel. Top customer revenue share by channel if metrics deteriorate, find the bottleneck before building more features. If consultations are insufficient, revise the customer list and messaging. If conversion is low, address the problem, trust, and pricing. If delivery time is excessive, revise the scope and procedures first. Summary of the execution sequence rather than immediately targeting KRW 100 million per month. It is safer to accumulate evidence in the following order. Choose a recurring, costly problem faced by one customer group. Create a clear offer specifying the audience, outcome, scope, timeline, and price. Sell the first paid pilot and deliver it directly. Confirm whether a similar offer also sells to a second and third customer. Document recurring tasks and reduce delivery time per customer. Expand channels and staffing while maintaining contribution margin and customer acquisition cost. Continue monitoring dependence on particular customers and channels, as well as cash flow. The first payment is an important starting point, but it does not mean the business system is complete. A business becomes scalable when repeat purchases, consistent delivery quality, positive unit economics, and manageable operational capacity have all been confirmed.